Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion on staying connected to the most critical people in your life. And today I want to talk about social media, and more specifically, just communication. The one thing I found with social media, especially when we're talking about Facebook, is it's a time suck. You get so, you know, an hour and a half can go by and it feels like 5 minutes. It just takes up so much of your time. And it's a great way to keep up with people in aggregate, but I would argue that it may not be the best way to keep up with the most critical people in your life. Sure, you can use it to broadcast what's happening to a wide variety of people, but for those most critical people, it's just not enough. Those people need that one-on-one contact, maybe even the physical contact in person. I also think you have to consider the generation that you're dealing with. When we're talking about millennials, millennials are fine with less is more. You know, millennials work on sound bites. It's the Twitter generation. They're very good at, you know, absorbing things in sound bites. They don't need a lot of depth and communication. They just want to know the bottom line. They want you to get to the point quickly. And then you look at baby boomers, and baby boomers are used to having longer conversations. They're engaging over the telephone. They're engaging in person. They're not used to that whole Twitter generation. And so the rule of thumb here is just observe how people communicate with you and do the same. So if you notice that you're sending a text to somebody that's in their 60s or 70s and they're not responding very quickly to the text or they're not responding at all, take that as a hint. That is not their preferred form of communication. It may be a telephone call that works better for them. But you really want to think about what they're looking for and make them feel important. That's really what this is all about. It's just important that you do it, and they have to feel special. So the communication is such a critical part because you have to cultivate the relationships. And we're going to get more into that tomorrow. But I just want you to think about those critical people in your life and how you communicate with them. And is your method of communication the most effective way for them? If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I would just love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it takes is a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing cultivating those critical relationships. But remember for today, think about your method of communication to those most critical people in your life. Does it resonate with them? Is that the way they're communicating with you? But the most important thing is that you communicate often, and you make them feel important.